The American handed Lamus another cup of coffee and said, "Why don't you go back and sleep, sir? We can ring you if he shows up." Lamus said nothing. Just stared through the window of the checkpoint along the empty street. "Oh, you can't wait forever, sir. Maybe he'll come some other time. We can have them contact the agency. You can be back here in 20 minutes. "No," said Lamus. "It's nearly dark."
"I'm Mrs. Beckwith, Lord Fortescue's private secretary," she announced, shaking my hand briefly. "Welcome to Wickham Hall. I've been sent to sort you out, introduce you and whatnot."
"Pleased to meet you," I say with a smile. Mrs. Beckwith reminded me of my old English teacher, a brisk, no-nonsense woman who forbid us ever to start a sentence with "but."
Now the fat red hen with his speckled legs laid lots and lots of golden eggs. But then a cry,
"Oh help! Oh no! Oh dear!"
Those eggs began to disappear. Each morning all the eggs had gone, and the old fat pig asked,
"What's going on?"
"I'll find out," said the ladybird. So she flew, and she flew, and she saw, and she heard. Monday, June 4th. I think I've arrived somewhere weird. I started at my new school today. I was met by this moth-eaten old geezer who said he was the headmaster.